ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೀ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೀ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೀ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತದೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಗೇ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭವೋ ಭವಂತಾ ಚ ಮನವೋ ವಿಭುದೇಶ್ವರಾಃ ವಿಭೂತಯೋ ಮಮ ಹಿ ಏತಾ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಭೂದಿ ಹೇತವಃ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭವೋ ಭವಾನ್ ದಾಶ್ಯ ಮನವೋ ವಿಭುದೇಶ್ವರ ವಿಭೂದಯೋ ಮಮ ಹೇತಾ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಭೂತಿ ಹೇತವ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭವೋ ಭವಂತಾಶ್ಚ ಮನವೋ ವಿಭುದೇಶ್ವರ ವಿಭೂದಯೋ ಮಮ ಹೇತಾ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಭೂತಿ ಹೇತವ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭವೋ ಭವಂತಶ್ಚ ಮನವೋ ವಿಭುದೇಶ್ವರ ವಿಭೂದಯೋ ಮಮ ಹೇತಾ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಭೂತಿ ಹೇತವ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭವೋ ಭವಂತಾಶ್ಚ ಮನವೋ ವಿಭುದೇಶ್ವರ ಯೋ ಮಮ ಹೇತ ಭೂದಯೋ ಮಮ ಕೇತಾ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಭೂತಿ ಹೇತವ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭವೋ ಭವಂತಶ್ಚ ಮನವೋ ವಿಭುದೇಶ್ವರ ವಿಭೂದಯೋ ಮಮ ಕೇತಾ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಭೂತಿ ಹೇತವ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭವೋ ಭವಂತಶ್ಚ ಮನವೋ ವಿಭುದೇಶ್ವರ ವಿಭೂದಯೋ ಮಮ ಹೇತಾ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಭೂತಿ ಹೇತವ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಸೆನ್ನು ಬಿಡಿ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಭವ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ, ಭವಂತ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಪ್ರಜಾಪತೀಸ್, ಚ ಅಂಡ್ ಮನವ ದ ಮನುಸ್, വിഭുത ഈശ്വര. ഓൾ ദ ഡിഫറൻറ്റ് ഡെമിഗോഡ്സ്, സച്ച് ആസ് ദ സൺ, ദ മൂൺ, വീനസ്, മാർസ് ആൻഡ് ജൂപ്പിറ്റർ, ഹു ആർ ഓൾ ഇൻ ചാർജ് ഓഫ് വേരിയസ് ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ് ഫോർ ദ വെൽഫെയർ ഓഫ് ദ വേൾഡ്. വിഭൂതയ, എക്സ്പാൻഷൻസ് ഓഫ് എനർജി. മമ, മൈ. ഹി, ഇൻഡീഡ്. ഏതഹ, ഓൾ ദീസ്. ഭൂതാനാം, ഓഫ് ഓൾ ദ ലിവിംഗ് എൻറ്റിറ്റീസ്. ഭൂതി, ഓഫ് വെൽഫെയർ. ഹേതവഹ, കോസസ്. ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ ആൻഡ് പർപോർട്ട് ബൈ ഹിസ് ഡിവൈൻ ഗ്രേസ് എ സി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദ കീ. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Manus, all the other demigods in the higher planetary systems, and you Prajapatis who are increasing the population are working for the benefit of all living entities. Thus your expansions of my marginal energy are incarnations of my various qualities. Kindly repeat the translation with me. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Manus, all the other demigods in the higher planetary systems, and you Prajapatis who are increasing the population are working for the benefit of all living entities. Thus you expansions of my marginal energy are incarnations of my various qualities. Purport. There are various types of incarnations or expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The expansions of his personal self or Vishnu Tattva are called Swamsha expansions, whereas the living entities who are not Vishnu Tattva but Jiva Tattva are called Vipinnamsha, separated expansions. Although Prajapati Daksha is not on the same level as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, he is compared to them because he engages in the service of the Lord. In the service of the Personality of Godhead, it is not that Lord Brahma is considered very great while an ordinary human being trying to preach the glories of the Lord is considered very low. There are no such distinctions. Regardless of whether materially high or materially low, anyone engaged in the service of the Lord is spiritually very dear to him. In this regard, Srila Madhavacharya gives this quotation from the Tantra Nirnaya. വിശേഷ വ്യക്തി പാത്രത്വാത് ബ്രഹ്മാദ്യാസ്തു വിഭൂതയഃ തത് അന്തര്യാമിനാ ചൈവ മത്സ്യാദ്യാ വിഭവാ സ്മൃതാഃ. ഫ്രം ലോർഡ് ബ്രഹ്മ ഡൗൺ, ഓൾ ദ ലിവിംഗ് എൻറ്റിറ്റീസ് എൻഗേജ് ഇൻ ദ സർവീസ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ് ആർ എക്സ്ട്രാ ഓർഡിനറി ആൻഡ് ആർ കോൾഡ് വിഭൂതി. ആസ് ദ ലോർഡ് സേസ് ഇൻ ഭഗവത്ഗീത 1041, etat vibhudimat satvam srimat urjitameva va tatat eva va gacchatvam mama tejom sa sambhavam. Know that all but beautiful, glorious and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. A living entity especially empowered to act on behalf of the Lord is called Vipudi, whereas the Vishnu Tattva incarnations of the Lord, such as Matsya Avatara, Keshava Trita Meena Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare, are called Vibhava. This is the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയാ ചക്ഷുരുന്മിളിതം വീണ തസ്മൈ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവേ നമഃ. മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം ഭംഗും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യത്കൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ ശ്രീഗുരും ദിനധാരണം പരമാനന്ദമാധവം കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ ഈശ്വരം ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ജയദാം ശിരദോപങ്കോർ മമ മന്ദമദേഗതീ മസർവസ്വദാംബുജോ രാധാമദനമോഹനോ കൃഷ്ണായ വാസുദേവായ ദേവഗീനന്ദനായ ച നന്ദഗോപകുമാരായ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ നമഃ പങ്കജനാഭായ നമഃ പങ്കജമാലിനീ നമഃ പങ്കജനേത്രായ നമസ്തേ പങ്കജാംഗ്രയേ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ Hare Krishna, we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. We know that the Prajedas son, Daksha, he was entrusted with the creation of the population, increasing the population as a Prajapati. He tried initially and he was not very successful. Then he thought, actually I had to do something. So this is actually a point we have to learn every word of Srimad Bhagavatam is a guidance for us actually. As usual, as we know that even the Kardamamuni was entrusted with the creation, population. He was asked to marry and then make progeny by his father. Immediately, he went on tapasya actually. Third canto Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that he went for tapasya for 10,000 years. Only for this. He found, actually, I need some help. I cannot do myself. Even if I do myself, will not be perfect. This is a realization we should have. Without the help of the Lord, without the mercy of the Lord, we cannot do anything in this material world, whether materially or spiritually, whatever it may be. So he went to tapasya for 10,000 years. At the end of 10,000 years, he got the darshan of the Lord. Who has got that much patience actually? We are in the age of Kali Yuga. But that is required. Mercy of the Lord is required. And mercy of the Lord will get only by praying unto his lotus feet. Intense prayer is required actually. Sometimes we ourselves will try hard to solve our problems ourselves or by writing or by doing this, something like that. But Bhagavatam shows that we can get only the mercy of the Lord by taking the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord by intense prayer. Glorify Him. To please Him. Krishna is to be pleased. The Lord is to be pleased. The Lord will be pleased only by prayers. That is why in the age of Kali Yuga, the Sankirtan is given, Kirtan. Everybody is calling together the name of the Lord to make him pleased. So Bhagavatam shows that till he was very much pleased, the Lord was very much pleased. And without asking only, Kardamamuni was awarded. Don't worry, I am very much pleased with you. With your penance, with your prayers. When the Lord appeared also, he glorified him. So it was already arranged. He said, actually, whatever you want, it is already arranged. Because Kardamuni asked, actually, even though I am a Rishi, I am a Brahmana, I am not supposed to ask anything material from you, but I am asking you this material things. I feel degraded. So Prabhupada said, actually, in the purport, actually, it is arrangements of the Lord. He choose certain people, certain jivas, which we are going to discuss, actually, how it is, energy of the Lord, to act on his behalf. Because he wanted, actually, the Lord also wanted the progeny. It should come from this Brahmana and Swayambhu Manu's daughter. So he was prepared, actually. He became only the instrumental. So he has been given that intelligence, actually, how he can please him and then get that mercy. So as we know that, actually, the story of Kardam Muni. Same way here also, Daksha went to Himalayas, it is said that he started praying, intense prayer, tapasya he did it. He knew that I can only improve my situation by the mercy of the Lord. I have to please him. Because this is our goal of our life in the material world. Having obtained this human form of life, the goal of human form of life is actually to please Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. To get his mercy, to get out of this place. Without that, it is impossible. So, at the end of his prayer, at the end of his tapasya, the Lord appeared in front of him. And he also said, actually, I am very much pleased with you. So, it's a catch point, actually. Sometimes we concoct, you know, how can I do this, can I do that, can I do this, how can I please, with this enough chanting on the chanting beats is enough, or doing sankirtana is enough, or I have to do something additional, or, you know, sometimes some confusion will come, because, but if Bhagavadam is telling that the Lord is very much pleased with our prescribed method. We are following something. We are following Rupa Goswami, bhakti, how to do the bhakti, as instructed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are sure, actually, yes, the Lord will be very much pleased. With the process which is given by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, simplified and given to us, definitely the Lord will be very much pleased. That will, every one of us will, you know, experience in our life when we are doing it. So he was very much pleased. The Lord is declared. See, he is declaring to Daksha, means declaring to all the listeners of Bhagavadam, I am very much pleased by doing the prayers, doing the process of bhakti, bhakti yoga. So then he glorified and he started actually speaking. Yesterday also we heard, Daksha, you have performed extreme austerity for the welfare and growth of this world. My desire also is that everyone within the world be happy. I am therefore very pleased with you, because you are endeavoring to fulfill my desire for the welfare of the entire world. So this is another point, actually. What Krishna wants us to do? We are all part and parcel of the Lord. What he wants us to do? Here it is mentioned, Bhagavadam it is mentioned, Bhagavan himself is telling that. Pajadam Priti Purvagam Anukulyena Krishna Anuchilanam Bhaktivachari. We have to know this. Anukulyena Krishna Anu. What Krishna wants us to do is actually. Not that we do anything in the material world, you know, the bhakti process we know that nowadays in India there are so many So many process, so many people are telling you, do this, do this, do this, do this. So many people are attracted to that, and they are getting confused whether to go here, whether to go here. That is why International Society for Krishna Consciousness is very firm actually in preaching to the public the same thing, whether it is in Bombay or any other state or any other in the world, we are preaching the same teachings of Lord Chaitanya, same process. And I went to Mayapur this time, this for Abhishek, Mahabhishek. You could see thousands and thousands of devotees came from different parts of the world. So I was thinking, everybody is holding the Japa beads, Japa mala. So, and I was thinking, what everyone is chanting actually, what everyone? Chanting the same mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Without any deviation, everybody is chanting the same mantra. And the kirtan is going on, kirtan mela is going on, everybody is chanting Hare Krishna Maha mantra. Irrespective of any color, any nationality or anything like that. So which institution actually in the whole world is having that type of unity, that type of process? Then I was thinking that these thousands and thousands of people came and everybody is actually very happy. Seems to be very happy. Nobody wants to go back. Everybody wants to be there, even though some inconvenience were there for accommodation or some prasadam or something like that. They don't care about that. So the process which is making every jiva happy, you know, this is the process. So Krishna is very much pleased. Bhagavan is very much pleased. Mahaprabhu was very much pleased. So that is what here is mentioned. I am very much pleased because you are all engaged to fulfill my desire. So Charitamrita is mentioned that Mahaprabhu wanted Yare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. We are concentrating on this particular point. So many people, they know about Krishna in different ways. Chaitanya Nandam, the volume 1, Krishna Sagaraja Goswami has in detail mentioned how different people are accepting Krishna as an incarnation, as a coward boy. But very few people, they know that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though the scriptures very clearly it is mentioned, many people are not ready to accept it. Because nobody has preached to them, convinced. Even though in the material world also there are some subjects, mathematics, physics or science or whatever it may be. When the teacher, the professor is teaching the same thing, then the student, they understand it. And they write for exams and they pass it. Similarly, these spiritual matters also, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanyamritam should be preached around the world, make the people convinced with practical examples. That is what is pleasing to Krishna, that is what is pleasing to Mahaprabhu. So today's verse actually, he is telling, he is addressing Lord Brahma, Shiva, Manu, you Prajapadis, you are all engaged actually in increasing the population, which is required for actually the living entities. The living entities, as we know, they are waiting actually in the line, as per their previous karma, to come back to this material world, fulfill their desires, or come to Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. This process is required, cannot be stopped. So Bhagavan is very much pleased. So here it is confirmed that he says, you expansions of my marginal energy are incarnations of my various qualities. Srila Prabhupada, sometime in this purport is mentioned, we are also small god. There also small god. So here the Bhagavan is actually mentioning, you are expansions of my marginal energy and incarnations of my various qualities. Because of this only we are able to do something in this material world. This is to be understood. We are not of our own. No. Different people have got different qualities. Somebody is ready, you know, very expert in preaching. Somebody is very expert in singing, sankirtan. Somebody is very expert in pujari. Somebody is very expert in cooking. Different seva. So, Prabhupada has mentioned the, all the sevas are, you know, there is no discrimination. As long as one is engaged in the service of the Lord, in pure consciousness, there is no discrimination. Bhagavan will accept it. So the point here is actually we are all part and parcel of the Lord according to the quality. We are all actually the incarnations of various qualities of the Lord. Different people got different qualities. That is why the qualities we can, you know, we can express, we can use that quality, we can show that quality. We will say, you know, he has got that special quality. Krishna has given him that special quality, that is why he is able to do it. Sustain that. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, here itself Prabhupada has quoted actually one sloga from Tantra Niramya, this Madhvacharya has quoted. From Lord Brahma down, all the living entities engaged in the service of the Lord are extraordinary and are called Vipudi. So from, there is no discrimination. Yesterday also the Prabhu was telling there is no discrimination. As long as sincerely somebody is engaged in the service of the Lord, there is no up and down. Everybody is engaged in different qualities and obtain different qualities and serving the Lord. As we know that when the Krishna, this first expansion is Balaram, Lord Balaram. When he expands, Balaram came, he was actually in ecstasy. He wanted to serve the Lord in different ways. He said that in different form, 10 different forms he became when he started serving. So their quality. So we also, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we know that we are not this body, we are soul and part and parcel of the Lord. Then we get our self-realization. The other day when Maharaj was telling that self-realization means, it is not only that, you know, we are the soul, we are not this body, we are part and parcel of Krishna. This is not complete. It will become complete when we know that I am part and parcel of Krishna, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, my duty is there to serve him. Then the self-realization is complete. Other is not complete. So Madhvacharya is quoted this to say, to show that yes, everybody is actually, whoever is, the Lord will be very much pleased once somebody is expert in it. You know, Madhvacharya, anybody has gone to the Udupi temple, his birthplace is there. So, you know, there is something actually, you know, related with this, how the Vipudi, how the quality the Lord has used him, is the incarnation of Vayu Bhagavan. How he got a special quality, Bhagavan is showing actually. His father, he was talking to his father, and he said, I want to re-establish this Vaishnava system in this material world. So that time it was all confused. Shaivites and Vaishnavites and so many things. So he was only 5 years old. Now he took sannyas in the very early age. And his father told, "You are a very small boy, how can you do it? It's very difficult for you." He says, "I want to do it. I will do it." So then he said he is going to stick, you know, the branch of a tree. He took it and given to him in his hand. He says that, "Say, you plant this stick on the ground. It become a tree immediately. Then I'll be convinced that you will be able to do this Vaishnava Siddhanta philosophy. You can do it." He said, "No problem." He took the stick and put it. It became a big tree. If you go to the birthplace, you can see that the tree is there. So that is the quality of the Lord. The Lord actually, he made him instrumental actually. He is an incarnation of the quality of the Lord. That is why he could do it. And his father was actually a very poor Brahmana. Very poor Brahmana. And for livelihood itself, it was very difficult. So he has to take some loan from somebody. Big amount, he has to take a loan to maintain the family. So one day, that the person came to ask money from his father. And father, he was not having any money. So then, he was standing on the doorstep. Madhvacharya was standing on the doorstep. He said, "What is the problem?" He said, "Your father owes this much money for me. Today I want this money. Otherwise, it will not go from here." So he thought something and then he went out and he said, "Oh, come with me." He did not tell his father. He went to a tree where, you know, he took some seeds of the tamarind tree. He took some fruits and he took some seeds in his hand. He said, how much my father owe you?" He said, "This much." "Okay, this will be more than that." He given him in his hand. That seed become gold. Still that tree is there, tamarind tree is there, you can see, it's not fallen. So, someone actually, he wants to fulfill the desire of the Lord, he get these special qualities that every one of us must have been, you know, experiencing. Mercy of Srila Prabhupada, mercy of Krishna, mercy of Guru Parambara. That is why we are able to, now our devotees are getting, you know, increased. ISKCON devotees are getting increased. Number of chandis and words are getting increased. Different parts people are coming. Other day I got, I am not verifying myself, I got wonder myself. I was traveling in the train from South India to Mathura. So throughout my side, there were three Muslim brothers from Ennakulam, Cochin. They were sitting actually. So I was sitting and reading and chanting and going on. Half the way, one of them came to me. I knew that they are Muslim, they are talking and something like that. Then he started speaking to me about the Bhagavad Gita. So his understanding about Bhagavad Gita was wrong, completely wrong, because he said, "I read some Bhagavad Gita for 10 rupees, I purchased and some slogans, I read it." So fortunately I had some Bhagavad Gita with me. So I told him, "You have to read this Bhagavad Gita as it is, in Malayalam, in Indonesian," given to him. Then some sloga, related sloga, he wanted me to explain, so I explained to him. And finally, all the three of them, they wanted this Bhagavad Gita as it is. And all the three are reading now. They are in touch with me. Every sloga they are actually reading, and when they get confused, they are asking me. And I was afraid they were finding fault with their system of following and what is going on, you know. And one of them, as soon as possible, he says, I want a chanting bead to chant Hare Krishna. So this is actually, I was glorifying, I showed the picture of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. That he was actually, as it is mentioned, that, you know, the Lord, the special devotees are the incarnation, he is a Satyavesha incarnation of the Lord, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Anyone who see this picture, they get attracted to it. Anyone who hear the sound, they get attracted to it. Anyone who reads, they get attracted to it. That is what Bhagavan is telling here. Once I took actually 10 Bhagavad Gita to Bahrain, Muslim country. The custom they caught me. I kept these 10 Bhagavad Gita's like this and kept my cloth above it. So custom they open it. Opened my box, took out my clothes. Then they came to this book. So I kept in such a way that they should see the Prabhupada picture. So he saw the Prabhupada picture and he asked me, what is this? I said, these are some books I brought for Indian school students, you know. They ordered for it. Who is this? He only wrote these books. Okay, close it, take it. I was glorifying, you see, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki? Simply by seeing his picture. Why? This sloga is actually, is empowered. The Lord is empowering. This completely, in Chaitanya Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami has written very nicely actually different examples. About the energies of the Lord. Just make you convinced actually. The primary potencies of the Absolute Truth are mentioned to be three, internal, external and marginal. By the acts of his internal potency, the personality of Godhead in his original form exhibit the spiritual cosmic manifestations known as Vaikuntha Lokas, which exist eternally. Even after the destruction of the material cosmic manifestation, by his marginal potency, the Lord expands himself as living beings who are part of him, that is we, just as the sun distributes its rays in all directions. Our Swarupa, our Swarupa is, what is our Swarupa? Jivira Nitya Krishna Das, that is what is written. Just like a sun distributes the rays in all direction, the Lord, this the marginal energy of the Lord expands himself. We are all expansions. We are all expansions. If we remain in the marginal energy, we will be able to understand our original Swarupa. Prabhupada says, because you have gone to the external energy, the third energy, by his external potency, the Lord manifests the material creation just as the sun with its rays creates fog. The material creation is but a perverse reflection of the eternal Vaikuntha nature. The three energies of the Absolute Truth are also described in the Vishnu Purana. The same thing Vishnu Purana is also telling. The conclusion is we are not under external energy. We are put actually in the marginal energy, superior to external energy. And what we are supposed to do, we are supposed to go to the internal energy, Prabhupada is telling here. We are supposed to go to internal energy, within internal energy, and see the Lord personally. That is meant for, the jivas are meant for that actually. But instead of going there, we are going to the fog. Fog will, what will happen? Krishna Sagavara Goswami said that fog, when you walk on the fog, you cannot see the sunlight, you will fall down. Still getting up and again trying to go. So the arrangements of the Lord which is done is actually perfect. Only the question of understanding actually. We have to understand our situation, our position, what we are, where we are, what we are supposed to do. Instead of struggling hard in this material world, go across, go ahead actually. Yesterday, Sunday night, we were talking actually. Prabhupada has mentioned actually the brahmachari, grahastha, sannyasa. Out of that, only the grahasthas are supposed to go into the material action, material job or earning some money and everything is only it is allowed for them. Other two categories, only 1/3 of the population should become the grahasthas. 2/3 of the population should become brahmachari and sannyasis. Once they are classified, they come to brahmachari and sannyasi, they should not enter into any sort of material activities. They should strive out, go ahead with the spiritual activities and try to go back home, back to Godhead. Or encourage the other 1/3 population also come to the same line. That is what is required in this material world. So practical examples are required. That is why Bhagavan himself came in the age of Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he has set examples actually. Bhagavan himself is came. And along with him different devotees are came. They accepted different ashramas, they took it. But in every ashrama, they were actually doing devotional activities to please the Supreme Personality of God. It's only a minor part. Somebody wants, Prabhupada has mentioned, in material activities, one can do it. Even the grahastha can do material activities to earn money. Any material activity you are doing for the benefit of your living, the result should be used for the service of the Lord. For example, we want to maintain our body. We have to eat, we have to work hard. But the body which you got it out of the material activities, it should be completely used for the satisfaction of the Lord. That is, it is meant for it. How it is practically possible, that is what A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he has shown us actually, he has taught us how it can be used. So that is why here it is mentioned that any category, anybody can enter into the devotional service of the Lord and the Lord will be pleased under any, whether grahastha or vanaprastha or sannyasa, whatever. But only thing we must know under all ashramas, the basic thing is, somebody is not doing it means he is going to the hellish planet definitely. There is no doubt about it. And the facility Bhagavan has given to everyone, even animals got it. I was just thinking, there was one elephant in Guruvayur. We must have heard about Guruvayur temple. Yeah. The elephant's name was Keshavan. It is a big elephant. And the Lord is taken on the elephant every night for a procession. We can see the Lord because throughout the day people are actually lined up in the line to go inside and have darshan. Everybody cannot see properly. So every night he makes sure that he is coming out. The Lord comes out, sit on the top of the elephant and he will give darshan for everyone. And this elephant was chosen as the main elephant. That elephant will not allow any other elephant to carry the Lord. That was his thing. He will kick if anybody is trying to come. Of course the other elephants will be there on the side. He will be the one who is carrying the Lord. And he became very old. Till he became very old actually he was serving the Lord. And the last, actually he became very old and became very tired. Still he was not loving. But the last day, it was on Ekadashi day, Guruvayur Ekadashi day, he came actually, after the Pradishana he came. He stood in front of the Sanctum Sanctorium, just outside the temple. He lifted his, you know, this one, and trunk, and he called actually, everybody heard, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna, Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! So he left his body there in front of the door. Who can get the facility on Guru Ekadashi day? That day was the installation day of the deity. So many devotees were there. So what Bhagavan is telling here, it is truth. Any caste creed, Kanagadasa in Udupi temple, he was singing very nicely. So the Brahmanas that day, you cannot sing in front of the Lord, go, you are outcast, go outside. So he went on the backside and he started singing. The songs are available still, Kanagadasa songs. I think it is in Kannada. So, still till today we know that the Lord, the deity has turned on the backside, turned to the other side, and made a hole and he given darshan to Kanagadasa. Till today you cannot see, when you go from front side you can see the Lord. You have to come from the backside. Through 9 holes you can see the Lord. So Bhagavan is so merciful, whatever he says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, it is correct. We should not see whether I am able to do it or I cannot, whatever we are able to do, whatever qualities we have got it actually, we should use it actually to pray to Krishna. Recently the same temple happened, that the deity was to be decorated with chandan. This really happened, recently this happened. So the pujari went inside, because the original form is 400 form, but they decorate, the Lord appeared in the temple as 200 form, as Balakrishna, Gopal Krishna. So with the chandan, he started actually decorating. He make the form. So when it is closed, when the people come in the line, they have to stop. They will not allow to go ahead because they cannot have darshan. When temple is open, they can go ahead. So the last one was a lady, when Mataji was there. She started actually standing and singing very nice songs. Very melodiously she was glorifying Krishna. I think it was Ashtapadi. So, the pujari inside, actually he was trying to put the chandan, from his leg the chandan was coming out. Then he noticed that according to the rhythm of the Mataji singing, that Lord was moving his leg. He was enjoying that song actually. So he just opened a little bit and told the outside, tell that Mataji to stop singing for some time because I am not able to decorate, somehow I am not able to decorate it. He went and told her, but she did not stop. She was singing, very melodiously she was singing. And then, same thing, he was unable to do it. The time is getting finished actually. The temple, thousands of people are on the line and the chart, everybody want to see the, you know, the beautiful form of the Lord. Then finally he closed the Sanctum Sanctorium, he came out. He went and prayed to the Mataji. Today the Lord is actually very much pleased with your song. He is moving his legs, so I am not able to decorate him properly. Just for the namesake, you please stop for some time. Let me finish it. Then you continue. Then she stopped. They went inside and decorated and he would finish. This is in the age of Kali Yuga. That is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So anyone who is doing a sincere seva by heart, you know, intensely we are doing it, he is hearing it, he is with us. He will make us to realize it. Yes, I am hearing it. I am not away. I am with you. So the conclusion is, what we are supposed to do is actually in the material world, actually simply pray to Krishna. pray to Krishna with new, very beautiful prayers, which is pleasing to the Lord, just like Jagannath Puri. Jagannath is very much pleased by hearing the Ashtapadi songs, you know, the Dashavatara songs and everything. He really enjoy very much. All Krishna forms, everybody like this Sankirtan, Chilkirtan. All the forms of the Lord, forms of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So by doing that, actually we can exhibit our quality, the inbuilt quality to serve Him actually. He will give, will understand actually, and I got this quality, I am supposed to serve Him with this quality. So that is what Bhagavan Himself is telling here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.